Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show.
Hi, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast. I'm waiting for my guest to call in. She's calling from the UK, so, you know, sometimes things are tough doing that, and I'm sorry about that recording because we are not doing readings, and that's an old one, and I do apologize. But anyways, I'm going to tell you a little bit of what's going on, and hopefully my guest calls momentarily. Sometimes, you know, like I said, the connection is not really good, and I just got an email from her, so I'm hoping she's okay. But we'll do this for a few minutes, and then we'll have to reschedule her. But anyways, I hope everybody is fine and well and safe. I got my booster last week. I didn't feel too good, but I'm back on the road. You know me. Nothing gets me down unless I can't talk. Now, if I can't talk, then we have a problem, right? But the magazine will be up on January 1st. I'm going to begin working on that today. A big issue, always a big issue. I have so many contributors, and it's just so wonderful. I'm so blessed with all of that. I think my guest is here right now. Hold on one moment, please.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Paulina Tenner. So glad
to be Paulina.
Thank you so much for having me. Hi.
Oh, you're most welcome. And I was just explaining to my audience that, you know, sometimes it's difficult calling in from another country because it just is. I mean, I've had somebody that couldn't even do it. You know, I mean, it's impossible. But
Aww. How
are you today? I've got my coffee because it's 9 o'clock in the morning here. What time is it there?
It's 2 p.m. at the moment.
Ah, okay. Oh, you don't even have much of an accent. You sound really like you're from the U.S., right?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually born in Poland, and I've been in the U.K. since 2006 now, so for 15 years.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, I'm so happy to have you on the show. Now, everybody that's listening, I want you to know that this guest is, she wrote a book called Laid Bare, What the Business Leader Learned from the Stripper. Oh, I can't wait to talk about this. Anyway, now her name is Paulina Tenner, and we're so happy to have you on the show. What I usually do, Paulina, is I go back in time with my guests to see how they started their life, how they got into this world of writing and whatever they did. So how did this begin for you?
Yes. So actually, in terms of writing, I have always been very creative. I'm a singer, you know, and I'll tell you a bit later about my burlesque journey and how that's all kind of like tied into my book. But
I've sung,
I performed. I never thought I would write, actually. I was writing blog posts, like small pieces. But one day, it was maybe a week or a couple of weeks when several friends mentioned, like, you should write. And I'm like, what? But I tend to really listen to the universe and to kind of the serendipity of things. And it really felt like that's interesting. And then I had this lunch with a friend where she like, we came up with a whole outline for the book. And I was like, okay, let me give this a try. And I just opened my laptop and things started pouring out of me. And I had the first version of the book in 3 months just because it was such a marvelous creative experience to write it.
Well, you know, sometimes, and you're right, the universe has sometimes strange ways of getting us to do things. I mean, I would never have thought I would be doing all that I'm doing right now long ago. I had no idea. I mean, you know, like my magazine is 20 years old. I've been doing the radio show for 10 years, and I have another site that I have for 10 years. So I wouldn't have guessed it at all. No way. Somebody would have said, well, Natalie, this is what you're going to be doing. And I would have said, oh, no, I don't think so. But isn't it strange how we're kind of like nudged or people surround us and encourage us? I mean, I have a fairy tale that I've been starting, and but I still am not ready to sit down, probably because I'm so busy. You know, I have the magazine once a month, and then I have this other site, and it's just, I guess life steps in the way sometimes, but I think, like for you, you just have to do it. Is that what happened? You just sat down and said, okay, I'm going to do this.
Yes. I sat down, and it felt like, you know, I'm going to give this a try. I'm going to give this a chance. And many times, you know, in life we have those opportunities where it's like life is kind of nudging us in a certain direction, and you have the option to kind of just give something to go. And I did, and it was just totally stunning creative experience. Loved it. I love the editing list and kind of like restructuring the book and all that comes with it. But I loved, absolutely loved the creativity of the writing, you know, and the flow that I was in. It was beautiful.
Well, you know, obviously the timing was right for you, you know. And sometimes that's what it's about, too, as we know. I mean, you can want to do something and the timing is just off, and people have to understand you have to be ready and the recipient has to be ready or whatever. It has to all fit. It's like a puzzle. That piece has to go in just right and in the right spot. So, I mean, I have so many ideas in my head. That's probably what my problem is. I can't sit down and focus on one thing. But I'm so happy for you. You know, you've been in my magazine a couple of times. We had a review done, and then I believe I had a release that I got. And what's really unique is when I can get something in my magazine and then have the author on my show. I just love doing
that. Yeah.
You know, because I am presenting you to those who might not even know who you are. And when they look at the title of your book, okay, From the Stripper, tell me about that. How did that title come to be? I mean, you were really a stripper, right? Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. So so I'll tell you how I got to be a burlesque showgirl, you know, and that's how you call it. But
burlesque, that's what they call it.
Because
burlesque.
It's kind of more,
that sounds better. Paulina, doesn't that sound better, burlesque? That sounds a little more regal. And people have to understand.
Yeah, it does,
Yeah, it does. Okay, so burlesque. How did you get into that?
Yeah, so I was, you know, I'm also an entrepreneur. And I was maybe 2 or 3 years into building my latest business, which is, you know, a financial services consultancy, and it's all about getting people grants from the government. And it's quite, you know, quite difficult and quite draining. And I felt like I was in my head all of the time. Like I was, like, negotiating with CEOs and CFOs. And it just felt like, you know, I was losing that spark, you know, that creativity, that rebelliousness, that you know, that shine, creative sparkle that I used to have. And then one day I just felt like I really, really, really need to do something about this, to get this part of me, that juicy, creative, rebellious, provocative part of me back. And, you know, hey ho, serendipity again. I was actually in London, Piccadilly Circus. I was walking to another meeting, and I came across that place called Café de Paris, which is like a cabaret and burlesque venue. And I felt like, oh, my God, because I saw a fragment of a burlesque rehearsal, and I was like, this is stunning. I really, really want to do this. Like, I wish, you know, in another life I could do this. And then I was like, I don't have another life. I've got this life, and it's up to me how I, you know, what I do with it. And I thought to myself, I'm going to find out how to become a burlesque showgirl, because there must be a process. There must be like things that people do to do this. And I found a few burlesque schools in London. I signed up with one. I did a couple of courses, and I started performing in clubs. And it was just the most exhilarating, beautiful.
They actually
thing.
Have
the
courses
total...
for you to take to do burlesque. I had no idea.
Yeah. I don't think you have to. I think there are options for you to do this just to kind of learn because you've been a circus performer or because you've done something else. But I wanted to really do this properly. So I've done a course. I've done this one of those courses. I'm actually going to do it again in January this year, where you're part of a group, but each one of you is working on a separate act, on a different act, where you're going to create a persona, you're going to create a little storyline, and then you're going to dance this act in front of a real audience for your graduation. So that's what I did. It was amazing.
But you see, what you do is it's like a craft. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's
yes.
It's got style, it's got presentation, and I think the listeners will think, oh, my God, burlesque. Well, when you think of burlesque here in the United States, I mean, and I really don't – I went to one once, believe it or not. I was first married, and we went on a mystery trip, and this guy planned this mystery trip, okay? So we ended up – and I'm from Detroit, Michigan. So we ended up in this place in downtown Detroit. That's what we called it. And we walked in. There must have been 20 of us. We walked in, and, oh, my God, I'd never been to one before. But you know what? It wasn't that bad. I mean, it was in good taste. But I think now, like, what you would do is actually a craft. It's like a story, right? It's not like just get on the stage. I mean, because it's had a bad connotation that it's not something that everybody would want to see. Okay, so you did that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the book came after? Is that that's what happened, right?
Yes, absolutely. So the book came quite a few years after. So what came first was my TEDx talk, which is when I, you know, that was a sort of coming out ceremony for me, because what happened is that I was living in a kind of double life. You know, I was this entrepreneur, this businesswoman during the day, and I was a burlesque stripper in the evening, and those worlds didn't really overlap, and I was actually worried that one of my clients may be in the audience. What if they recognize me? Stuff like that. And then at some point,
you had a dual life.
Exactly. And then at some point, I thought to myself, I want to actually come out to the world and say, this is who I am. I'm an entrepreneur, but I'm also a stripper. I love it. This is my life. This is me. And I did this talk when I was actually talking to the audience as an entrepreneur. But on the backdrop, I had photos of, you know, in various stages of undress from burlesque shows. And I was like really kind of being self-ironic and saying to the audience, oh, you mustn't tell anyone because it's going to ruin my career. So I was like really laughing at myself there. And that talk went down really, really well. And when I was ready to write a book, I thought, okay, this is probably what I want to write about. I want to write about my business experience, but how I changed and how I transformed as a leader because of my experience performing as a stripper.
But you are a classy lady, you know, and so I want to emphasize this to people. This is not just something that you've read about, a lady that you've read about, a lady, and I put that in quotes, that you've read about that stood on a stage. You know, I mean, and I am so happy to hear you speak about it and give it a different take, because people have a misconception about it. And okay, so in your book now, laid bare what the business leader learned from the stripper. So is that part in the book? Now, I don't have the book, but I'm just saying. So you based it upon this other kind of life that you had, and but see, by writing something about it, Paulina, you are telling people, look, this is not nasty. This is, I mean, I'm talking to you and you're very classy. I can tell you that right now. I know you are. And I love the fact that you're bringing it out in the open because, you know, it's always been kind of like, I don't even know, do people go to them? Maybe in other countries they do, but I don't even know anymore here. I don't know if this place still exists that I went to many, many years ago. But then it was okay, but it wasn't like something that I would want to go back and see, you know. So you decided, so in your book, you've incorporated your life, your other life. Let's say you have a dual life here. Of what else you do, and I'm sure you know all about how it began, how burlesque began, and that is a word that should be spoken about more than a stripper, because a stripper now you find them in bars here in the United States, Paulina. And they throw money at them and they put money in their underwear, and a joke is made of it, and I really am so happy that you're expressing what you do, and it's nothing like that, you know. I mean, because then they think, oh, these girls, oh my God, how could you do that? And think of the mothers with their daughters up there. I had a son, so I was lucky, but that didn't happen in my time. But you know, see, there's a different side to it. There's a craft. There's an art to it, and that's what you're showing, and that's what you're bringing about. And I love it. I really do.
Thank you. Well, it definitely is very artistic, very performative, very kind of like tongue-in-cheek. So very often acts are self-ironic. They have some, funny gags. So, as a burlesque artist, you are in charge. So you're not there kind of taking your clothes off to turn somebody on and, like,
that's right. That's what
gross.
It was
no,
years ago. That's
isolated.
Another side of it. Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
that's
it's
kind of strippers in lap dancing bars. That's kind of different. As a burlesque artist, you perform in more like cabaret clubs, which have, like, very often many women in the audience, which are, you know, you have a beautiful shiny costume with sequins and lace and glitter, and there's always a story why you strip on stage. There's always like an element of fun and creativity to it. So, and it's a clear separation between the stage and the audience, and it's the audience, like, really it's a little bit like a stand-up comedy act, but with a little bit of, like, stripping and sexiness involved.
There you go. Awesome. Okay, so let's talk about your foundation, Grant Tree, okay, that you started.
Yeah, that's my company. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell me about that. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Grant Tree is a company that has about 45 people in it now, and it's started with a purpose to help entrepreneurs in the UK to navigate their complex landscape of government funding. So as the name suggests, we actually get grants for people. So we write grant funding applications. And to date, we've raised over £200 million worth of government grants for our clients. So we've done quite a lot of good work there. And it's interesting because because of it, I met so many super interesting founders and entrepreneurs and people who really do interesting things out there in the world. But it's not been fulfilling me creatively. And that's where kind of burlesque came in. Yeah, like that kind of tongue-in-cheek part, that creativity, that provocative and rebellious side of me really got expressed in that. So, so I'm really grateful what we've managed to achieve with our company. It's quite a special company, actually, because people set their own salaries, so they need to do a research on the market, how much they're currently worth, and they set their own salaries. All the financials in my company are transparent, so it's quite unique and special, the company that we've built.
So how do you – so it's actually a company that raises – it's a fundraising company, so that, like, say these people that are there's 40 of them, you said here, that they actually go and raise funds for companies. Is that what they do?
Yes, so we go and get government grants. So our clients come to us and say, I would like to apply for a grant, and we do all the work on their behalf to submit all that paperwork, all the documents that need it to go with the application, and we just, in most cases, win the money. That's how we work.
Okay. So, I mean, do you have a specific set of companies that you will work with? I mean, are they new? Say I wanted to have some money raised for me, for example. What are the prerequisites? What do you have to see in a company to do something like that?
Yeah, good question. So we work only with companies that have some sort of technological or scientific innovation in their product.
Okay.
So we basically evaluate what they do, how novel and innovative it is, and whether it will qualify for one of the grants that we're working with. And many companies that get in touch with us aren't in the best position to win a grant, so we tell them up front, you know, we don't feel that you are the best candidate for the kinds of grants that we work with. And if they are, we take them on and we work with them.
So do they have to go through some kind of, I don't want to say jump through hoops, but because that's a term that we use, do they have to prove to you, but innovations, like give me some examples of some of these companies that you do fundraising for and how you do it. How do you do this?
Yeah, of course. So, like, for example, there was one recently that developed an over-the-counter HIV self-testing kit. So it's a little bit like a COVID test, but you're able to test for HIV, and in 30 minutes you know the result, which is pretty amazing.
Oh.
We have companies, yeah, they're really innovative. We have companies that are like have cancer diagnostic products. We have a company that's like a disruptor challenger bank, a fintech company. We've got many companies in the space of green technology that are helping, you know, develop biofuels, for example, or transform waste into energy. So very kind of world-changing technologies in many cases.
Gotcha. I love that. So you have to have specific details from these companies. But basically what you're doing is you're helping the world.
Yeah.
Some things out there when otherwise maybe they wouldn't. Okay, so how do you go about raising funds for, say, a specific company?
Yes, so we, first of all, you know, assess whether they're eligible for the kind of grant we want to work with. And then we take them on and we prepare all the documents that are needed for the application. So there might be a financial kind of budgeting and breakdown document. There might be a kind of technical pitch to do with pitching my company as innovative. So there's quite a few things that go into producing a really good application, and we take care of everything, basically. If the client wants to write the application themselves and only use us in advisory capacity, that's also possible.
Okay. You're really intricate, like you have had this all laid out. Now, tell me, you did this. This book came out 11/26/21, according to what I have. It could have been around that. How did you come up with the title?
Yeah, so my TEDx talk was actually called What the Business Leader Learned from the Stripper. So I decided to put in the main title, Laid Bare, and the second title, the subtitle, What the Business Leader Learned from the Stripper, kind of following my TEDx talk. And, I think it's gone down really well. It's quite controversial. It's quite catchy. People are really, really interested
in
the
book. Yeah, but
that's
good. People like to read about stuff like this, Paulina. And I think by you putting that in the title, they're thinking, well, what is this? I mean, you know, putting stripper in the title was a smart thing to do. Because if you would have just said laid bare, and that would have been the title, it could have had a lot of, you know, things behind it, meanings that would not be catchy. But this is catchy. This makes people want to look at it and say, what is this? And like I said, I don't have the book, but nonetheless, now I have to, I'm on your site, and that is Paulina Tenner, PaulinaTenner.com. Now, you've got three movement pictures, I call them. They're not stills. They're just you're doing some movement. Now, are you married?
I am married, yes. Yeah, I've been married since 2013.
Okay, all right. So I'm sure your husband was very supportive of you writing this book, correct? Oh, he had to be.
Absolutely, he was. And he was actually very supportive of me doing burlesque as well as a kind of outlet for my creativity. And he was always there cheering me at my shows. So I've got
Are there a lot of people, Paulina, like yourself, that do it for the art? I mean, that you know. Do you know a lot of people? Because over here in the United States, I'm hoping that this gets out, that there are those who may have kept what they do, you know, just kept it to themselves and not, you know, because if it can be an art, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, after all, I have people that I interview or talk to. It's not really an interview, but I have people that do things and they don't want anybody to know about it. I think this is great for the world to know that this is actually a work of art. This is not sleazy, as we say. This is not like that at all. This is beautiful. It's beautiful. It really is. Now, do you have children?
No, not at the moment. I hope I will, but not yet.
Yes, you're young. I don't need to know your age, but I can see in your picture that you're pretty young. A lot younger than me. I could probably be your mother. Tell me now, going back to that, what are your parents, I mean, if they're around, what do they think of their daughter doing this?
Yeah, good question. So they are supportive. My mom is a bit skeptical, has to be said. She doesn't really get burlesque as much, you know, the artistic aspect of it. She, like, things like, I shouldn't really be stripping on stage. It's not, like, the sitting for a lady. So my parents, my mom especially, is a bit skeptical. My friends are super supportive. So you'll get a variety of, like, opinions and, you know, approaches to this amongst your friends and family when you do this. But, you know, for me, it's been the most beautiful creative adventure possible.
It is. And now your friends, I want to know what they think. This is
my
good for people to know.
Love it.
Your friends, did they always know what you did? Did you keep it a secret? I mean, did you?
No.
Okay,
I
good.
My friends and I invited them to shows, and many of my friends have been there in the audience when I was showing my act. So my friends love it. They think it's fabulous. They're very, very supportive. Yeah.
Awesome. You're awesome. I'm going to tell you that right now. You're an awesome lady because but you're refreshing because you see, and it takes. Well, you know, in a way, it takes bravery to do something and put it out there. And you probably, you know, I'm reading something. It says I'm crazy in a good way because I use my surfboard of life. I love that. And you are spiritual. Mm-hmm. I can hear that in your voice also. Okay, so this came out. Now, are you doing a lot of promotions for it? I'm hoping you are. We need to make sure that you are out there so people understand what this really is. I mean, I just love, I keep telling you that, but I just love it. I really, really do.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you know, for those of you listening who'd like to take a look at the book, and it's available on Kindle already, by the way, and maybe, you know, have a read and give me your feedback, I would absolutely love it. The easiest way to find the book is to go to my website, Paulina Tenner, PaulinaTenner. Tenner, TENNER, .com/book.
It's there, and it's the cover. Did you want the cover to be like that? The cover is perfect. It's, if you look at the cover,
thank you.
It's like, okay, business, because you see, like, Wall Street, how things go up and down and then back up again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see a pair of legs with beautiful red shoes, heels. And so right away you know, oh, business, okay, I see. And you could say pleasure or something pleasurable. Now, where did the title come from? Was that your idea?
Yes. So it's a title partially from my TEDx talk, and somebody kind of gave me the idea to put Laid Bare at the front of it. So it's kind of like a play of words, and it's kind of a powerful two-word title with a subtitle.
So you're promoting this a lot, I hope. Are you? Are you on shows like mine? Are you talking to people?
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking quite a lot. Yes, public speaking, writing blogs, appearing on shows. Absolutely, yeah. And I'm quite enjoying it, to be honest. I am a little bit of an attention whore, so it's a pleasure to be able to speak to about what I've written about.
I just love you. You're so awesome. You are.
Thank you, gorgeous.
But you have to see, there's a couple sides to you. There's the one that's on the stage. There's the writer, okay? And you're witty. Oh, you're in the perfect business. But we know, if you know this, I don't know, but you're always doing what you're supposed to be doing. And if you enjoy what you're doing, that's a bonus. I mean, you should be doing what you like. Me, I love what I do. I mean, and that's probably why I'm successful. I mean, I'm not famous, maybe famous in the literary world or in certain world I am, you know, but I love what I do, Paulina. My magazine, I just love it. Now, I am going to see if I can put something in the January issue again for you, because I want to put this recording.
Thank you.
Well, I want to put this recording in there, see, because this is recorded, and I can put it in there. Because I know, let me go back and see what issue you were in. I don't know if we did a review. I love doing this. See, you know what? I do this out of the goodness of my heart. You know, as you know, or you may not know, I don't get paid for it, but I love it. I love, I know so many people all over the world. It's unreal, and it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if you're in this one. Let me see if my Jackie did anything else for you. I'm going to get something in here again. I want to. No, you must have been in a different one. Okay, let's go back up. I don't know which one you were in, but I know we've done something for you before. I remember posting the book, the cover, you know, now what we could do, because I'm talking to you and we have each other's email address, is that we could, here it is, it's an excerpt. We put an excerpt of the book. And now I got the, I don't think I got this from you. Who, now I don't have your publicist. Who is the publicist? Who is your publicist?
It's John Hunt Publishing.
Oh, so you have Gavin.
Have it from, absolutely. So you probably would have had it from
Gavin. Oh, my
Gavin,
gosh,
yeah.
Gavin. Oh, my gosh. You should
he
see what he writes.
Yeah.
You are my star. You are the star. Oh, Gavin, I'm not a star. But he said, yes, you are. In my book, you're a star.
He's lovely. He's always so beautiful and enthusiastic, this man. I really, really like him, too.
Oh, he is. You know, and I said to him, I want to get you on my show. I don't know if he's shy. I'm going to press him because he's written books. And I said, you should get on the show.
Mm-hmm.
My God, how much fun would we have? We know each other, you know, through email. Okay, so what I would like to do is, do you have the ability to send me another excerpt of your book? I want to get this in January again now, because this was in the, this was in the November issue. So this is a January issue. Let's get you out there again. Can you send me an excerpt?
Absolutely, will do, yes.
Okay, great. Let's get you in again. And then I'm going to have the recording of today's show. We're going to put it with it. And I'll put a few little notes on my behalf, which sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. People don't realize how e-zines or electronic magazines, as they were called before, how important they are. I had a poet write to me today, and she was in two issues. And she said, I prefer to be in print. Well, good luck with that. I thought to myself, she's really young. She's from Japan. And I'm thinking, I have a lot of readers. You are making a huge mistake. Because to get in a magazine that's printed takes quite a bit of you. It's who you know. You don't just say, I want to be in your magazine, and you get in. And I was really disappointed, but I understand where she's coming from. And she's young, and she doesn't understand that when you get in a magazine like mine online that's been around for 20 years, that's something, because it still exists.
Absolutely.
And it still has support. So that made me a little sad this morning, but you make me happy. Are you kidding?
Oh,
I just love this.
Thank you.
You do. You are a breath of fresh air. And I want everybody to know.
That's so lovely to hear.
Well, it's true. It's true. It really, really is true. Now, okay, let's see. What else? Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have a sister which is younger, 4 years younger. She lives in Poland.
And what does she think of her sister that was doing this or is doing this? I mean, is she?
I think she's proud of me. Yeah.
I would be proud of you.
Yeah, I think she loves it. Oh,
I would be proud
you.
Of you also, because you step forward. You see, it takes an awful lot to do that. It takes an awful lot to do that. That you have to have it in your personality. You can't I could not do that. First of all, I cannot go on a stage and talk, I don't think. Now, I had a motivational speaker on. I've had him several times. He's my friend. And he says, I bet you could. And I said, well, why do you say that? He said, because. He said, have you ever listened to yourself? And I said, yeah, but I don't like my voice. He said, oh, God, Natalie, I could get you on the stage, and I'd end up walking out, and I'd say, here, go for it, talk. Because he said, you can talk about anything. But, you know, you have that fear. Did you have that fear when you first went on stage?
I had, you know, I had been a
were you fearless?
Before I started performing.
Fearless.
So, there was maybe a little bit of adrenaline, but I would kind of associate it with excitement more than anything else. You know, it was exciting to be on that stage.
But what drew you to that?
To performing, I just felt like there's nothing like, it's just performing is such a beautiful way of sharing your art and your creativity with the audience. And I just felt, this is what I want. I want to be on stage. I want to be like, really have that beautiful connection with the audience that you have when you're performing.
Now
and
you're that, still doing this, I take it,
that is
right?
Unfortunately, I actually took a break, but my husband gave me a lovely present for Christmas, which is a place in a January and a burlesque course starting in January. So I'm going to be working on a new act, which I can't wait.
And then you have to perform it in front of your colleagues, right? In front of the people that are the members, right? You have to perform
it. Actually, in front of a real audience. You perform it in a club as part of your graduation show. You perform it in a real cabaret club, and a real audience comes and cheers you. So can't wait.
Now you are in the UK. Have you ever gone to, like, France and done this? Isn't France known for burlesque?
France. I'm pretty sure there is a burlesque scene in France. I have never done it in France, but I've done it in Japan. I've done it in Canada. I've done it, quite a few different countries in the world, really.
Isn't that wonderful? Wonderful. Now, has your family come to see you?
My sister has, yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm just fascinated with you because you're so unique, and it's telling me that really we can do anything if we really want to. And that's, I'm saying that to the people that will be listening and that are listening, that you, if you have a desire to do something, anything is possible. Now, you must be spiritual. I'm thinking you're pretty spiritual, correct?
I am, yes, that's right.
Okay, so there's something that people always say that I say it, anything is possible with God. Anything.
Yes.
And so, mm-hmm. you know, to those that are listening, don't put yourself in this box that you, if you have something inside of you that's just longing to present, to show what you do, do it. What's the worst thing that can happen to you? You know, now has
Absolutely.
Anybody, and I just got this question in my head, has anybody ever given you any, what we call flack, like hollered at you or like that? You have to remember this, you are in a burlesque. You are not in one of these little sleazy places in downtown Detroit. I don't even know if they still exist there. But you know what I'm saying? I want people to understand that. This is class. You're classy.
I haven't actually had much backlash or people kind of sneering at me. I'm sure there are people who don't appreciate burlesque artists undressing on stage, but I haven't actually experienced that directly. I've actually experienced a lot of beautiful feedback and people saying that it's empowering, that it's body positive, that it really helps them, you know, feel great in their own skin. So I've kind of, been very lucky, I guess.
Yes, because I wouldn't want anybody to do that to you, because you are a powerful entity. You are a person who has a lot to say, and you can express yourself. Excuse me. I think...
thank you.
Yeah, well, it's true. It's true, and I've never had anybody like you on my show in 10 years, ever. You know, when Gavin sent me... The excerpt, because he sends me tons of them, I write to him and I'll say, okay, I'm waiting for the stuff, and he'll send me, like, I don't even know how many he sent me for this month, for the January issue. There must be 6 or 7 different people, and what he'll do is he'll introduce us like he did you and I, but he asks me first. You know, he'll say, would you like to have this person on your show, because I think it would be a great match. I don't refuse. I have never been offered people that are not high quality, and you're in that category. You know what I'm saying? So that's really great. And then I have a couple other publicists that will do that, or they won't even do it. And I have to say to them, you know, I would love to have this person as my guest. And, you know, I kind of shake my head, because I'm thinking, that's your job. You should get this person out there with people who, I mean, it's part of your job. It's not going to cost you a dime to be on my show. So why not, right? I mean, but I get them. I'll get some that will say, I wanted to know if you're interested. And I get these beautiful emails from people, Pauline, thanking me for having them. I have these Reiki masters that are going to be on my show. You should see what they wrote to me. I mean, I sat there and I'm thinking, who in the world are they talking about? Because I don't see myself. I just see myself as a lady who loves to bring on people to introduce you to the world, to whoever, and you'll be, you know, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram, you're on Tumblr, and you're on Pinterest, because what's going to happen today is I have a gal in Africa who does my a lot of illustrations and stuff for me on Pinterest. She will take what we're doing and she'll put it on Pinterest. So you see, you're plastered,
beautiful,
if you want to say, all over. It's not just a show.
Beautiful.
You know, yes, and Candy, who does the marketing for me, you know, I gave her the information on Monday. See, it comes from the gal that does my reviews. Maybe I can get her to do a review. I'll ask her. Oh, I know she'll do it. But, you know, she does the info sheet. I send it to Candy, who does the marketing, makes my show page, and she puts it out. And she did this all.
Brilliant. If she could do a review, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. She does that, and my gal Jackie, and then my gal Judy over from Africa. She sees the vision that I have. You know, and my magazine is going to be a flip. We've already got it. It's a flip magazine where you can actually, like, say I had something there, an excerpt. I can turn the pages of the excerpt, or you could turn it if you wanted to see it. But the beauty with that is there are not that many out there. Most easings online are just what I do. And, you know, they put the stuff, and I do it all myself. I don't have anybody do it for me, you know. So mm-hmm. It's creative on my end, I suppose, right? But I
yes.
think, you know, and like you. Now, tell me something. Do you have another book in your head? Do you want to do another one?
Absolutely. I'm not yet sure exactly what it will be on, but I definitely am thinking this is definitely not the last book I've written.
Sipping my coffee. How long did it take you to do this book?
Took me 3 months to do the first draft and then about a year to edit and kind of restructure it so it could take its final shape.
How did you find Gavin? How did you find Hunt? Now, you know Hunt used to be called J.P. Hunt Publishing. Now it's just Hunt Publishing. I've known them when they were nothing.
Mm.
Well, being in the business for mm-hmm. as many years as I am, somehow or another,
yeah.
I don't even know how the relationship began. I didn't really work with publicists then like I do now, which is beautiful because I have the connection to the author that way. I can't, you know, otherwise
mm-hmm.
if you just deal with the publishing company, it's not, you know, I would write to them, believe it or not, Paulina, and I would say, do you have anything I can put in my magazine? Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
You can't imagine
yeah.
what I had to do. Now it just flows. I mean, you should see the emails I have today because, and I always ask, and I'm going to ask you, why did you want to come on my show?
I just love talking to fabulous people like yourself and retelling my story and just interacting live with fabulous hosts. And just seeing where the conversation takes us. It's a pleasure.
Right.
Always.
And and when you have Gavin, if Gavin loves you, you're golden. You are, you really, really are. Well, you know that. You know how he is. I've never talked to him, you know, like on the phone or anything. I want to Zoom with him one day because I just
mm-hmm.
want to hear his voice. He's such a sweet man. He really, really is. Look at him.
Yeah,
he's
a very sweet man, yeah.
Now, why did you choose Hunt Publishing?
I approached several publishers, and I had a positive response from Hunt, and I felt, okay, let's give this a go. I knew some of the authors that published with them, and I thought this might actually be a good publisher for me. So, serendipity.
They really are. They cover a wide, I call it an arena of topics. They have... anything you want. I mean, they go, and my magazine is, you know, people say, well, it's metaphysical, but it encompasses everything in the world. I mean, it's not, I don't say, oh, well, this is not a spiritual story. I'm not going to put it in it. No, it's not about that at all. Mm-mm. And that name came with a bunch of girls at my house. We're all sitting on the floor laughing, drinking margaritas. Somebody said to me, Natalie,
mm-hmm.
I have another job for you. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. I'm just giving you a little background because you're going to laugh. You need to do an easing. And I said, what is an easing? I didn't even know because the only site I had was called Planet Stars. And I
mm-hmm.
said, well, it's got to have a name. And then, of course, then I got the name. I own the domain. And... I had no idea. It started as nothing. I mean, I was not begging people for stuff. I mean, I didn't have to do that. You know, I had to do that because I wasn't getting stuff. Now, Paulina, I don't have to do that at all. So you see what happens, and you're still young. You've got a lot of time. People will learn about you. They will hear about you. And you're just going to expand. I just know it. You have to. And I'm going to try to help you as much as I can.
Thank
when you go in my magazine.
Thank you so much, Natalie.
Well, you know, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, the book cover is in my Mystic Living Today on Instagram. I have two of them. I have Star Psychics and I have Mystic Living Today as two different sites, business sites. And I think if I'm not mistaken, Candy has put you in there. I'm almost certain of it. And I don't know if we've connected or not, but we certainly are going to. Are we connected on your feed?
Beautiful. Thank you.
Are we connected?
Not sure. Let me check. Is it Mystic Living today? Which profile should I follow?
You can follow them both if you want, because you're going to be on both. Candy goes back and forth. Mm-hmm. She puts you everywhere. She does that. She's doing it more now, because I told her, I said, you know, when I have an author that I'm talking to, or I've had entertainers. I mean, I've had people that do music. You know, it's prestigious for me, and it's also prestigious for whoever I'm talking to on the air. And it behooves us to do that. I also have a YouTube. So I have this gal who's in Africa that's I'm going to give it to her. She's going to take over all the YouTube and take, like, our conversation and put it on YouTube. So there's another place that you're going to be. So I love it. I mean, you know, sometimes my son will say, Mom, you do so much, but you know what? I really love it. And I know that above is watching. You know, I know I'm being watched. I know. I just know it. I feel it because I keep getting it over and over and over again. So you are a beautiful lady, and I'm so happy you were on my show. Now, I'm going to write to you on that.
Thank
I want
you,
another
my dear.
Excerpt. Let's give you a little bit more of a boost here.
Thank you so much.
Amazon UK, you're on. I'm going to go to the Amazon US. I want to see this. Aha,
and the Amazon
you are.
US as well.
Yes,
and
you
Amazon
are.
US as
you
well.
Are, and you are on Kindle. A lot of people do Kindle. A lot of people, you know, I like to hold the book in my hands. I'm a great reader. I read different. And my son was explaining it to these people last night. I read very fast, but how I read, and I don't know if you're going to encounter this again, but I look at the page, and I look at the whole page when I read. It's not like the boy jumped through the ring. The boy, I don't read it like that. So I haven't encountered anybody who can read like me, but and I retain it. So just like numbers. Maybe it's kind of, you know, I have something. My gal Jackie says I use the left side of my brain as well as my right side. That could be true because mostly we use the right brain, right side of the brain. I don't know.
True.
But I'm going to tell you, we're going to do a little bit more for you. I have this feeling that I should do that, and that's what I'm going to do. So I will email you today.
Thank you so much, Natalie.
Oh, honey, you're
Please
wonderful.
Do.
You're wonderful.
Thank
you're just,
you. It's been
you're,
such
it's classy.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome,
Thank
Al.
You
have a good rest of the day. I don't know. What you said it's about 5. It's probably close to 6 now, right?
It's 3 o'clock actually now. So,
oh, okay. Okay. And I've got my coffee here, and I didn't even have to have an alarm. I usually wake up about 7, and I have to do a lady. Believe it or not, she is in Singapore, and I have to do her even earlier than you. Because I think they're like 16 hours is a difference. And it's okay. I can do it. I'm not opposed to doing things like that. I love it. So thank you. You. I will send you the link to the show. It'll take a few minutes for it to be set up and be on the show page. And
Thank you, my dear.
Oh, well, thank you, honey. You're wonderful. And best of luck to you. And hopefully we'll be in touch. And if I'm going to ask you right now, if you ever have anything that you would like to write about, like an article about just life in general, you let me know because I will put it in the magazine.
I sent you one article that I've sent you an article that I've written. Maybe you like it. It's connected to the book, and it's actually taken excerpts from the book as well.
Okay, when did you send it?
I sent it now. I didn't say I sent it. I will send it now.
Okay, awesome. You're awesome. See? We don't, and
Brilliant.
Everybody listening, we've never met. We've never talked before, but you think that we are sitting having tea, I would have coffee, across the table, laughing like two ladies just having a good time, right?
Absolutely. Love it.
And I emphasize that word. This lady is very classy. I would be honored to meet you. Okay, I'll look for your email, and we'll take it from there, okay?
Brilliant, my dear. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
You too, sweetie. Okay, everybody, now, you know, my next talk is going to be, let me look here in my little book. Oh, it's not going to be until the new year begins. My. Yeah, I kind of took a little bit of a break. Usually I'm doing two shows a week, but I had to take a break. Okay, my next show is going to be on January 3rd, and I will see everybody then. And that will be at 3 in the afternoon. And then I have another one, this Reiki Master, on the 13th. And then beginning the 17th, I have two that week. So we will be in full swing again, and I'm hoping that everybody listens to the show, and I'm going to put it off on Twitter right now, and then we're going to run with it. And I hope you enjoy the show. And as I always do, always say, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And with that, I'll say be safe. I love you very much. I love you, all of you, and everybody knows that. Take care. Bye-bye.